Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
The fan favourite runner-up of I'm a Celebrity 2021. Good morning, Mr. Grant Denyer.
Oh, my God. Runner-up. That is so beautiful. I am officially the Shannon Knoll of this competition.
Well, we were all joking. You know, Abby came, I guess she, you could call it runner-up in her season of The Bachelor.
Yes.
So we were all joking. Oh, imagine she came runner-up in this one as well.
I know. We were the same. We're like, oh, my God, this would be horrific if the poor thing finishes second again. Like, she was dumped by Matt Agnew, I think, in her season.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, at least this is a, like, and she copped a lot. Like, the public backlash for her was pretty hardcore, and she got a lot of trolls. So at least you know, she finally gets her redemption.
She does. And such a great effort from her, getting bitten by a snake. That wouldn't be fun.
Nah, man. Something was pretty hectic about this year's show. Like, it felt like it was really dialed up. You know, Tony Perrin, she got bitten on the face 5 times by a snake.
Oh.
And kept powering on, and then that happened to Abby, you know, in the second last night. So it was a hell of a lot harder than I ever imagined this show to be. It was crazy.
I think the worst part about it is you guys are doing the challenges like that, that cold water challenge and everything. That looked tough.
Yeah, man.
And then there's Dr. Chris Brown and Julia over in the corner, just kind of laughing and grinning at you guys.
Yeah. See, those stupid lunatics think everything's funny, and when you're in there and you're starving, you're malnourished, and you do anything for food, all of a sudden now you're spending 9 minutes in ice water, you know, with your head underwater, just, and everything hurts. It's painful. I thought this was just like a TV show that was made for television. I thought maybe once they stop rolling, surely that's when the Tim Tams and croissants come in, and maybe they put us up in a hotel at nighttime. Lie on that bed, and the rats will climb over you, and the snakes will go under you while you're sleeping. It is hardcore.
Yuck. Now, an amazing effort from you, by the way. We saw a side of you I don't think anyone ever has before, apart from your family, obviously. How did they all react to watching you on TV?
Mate, I told stories in there my family haven't even heard. Like, I've told stories in there my wife is never even heard before. It's so weird. It's like they put a truth serum in the rice that they feed you, because you just end up, you know, maybe it's you're in there round the clock with people, and you're stressed and you're hungry and you're hot, and you just end up purging the most personal stories, and you're forced to confront parts of yourself that you didn't really like, because you can't escape it. You can't go to a phone. You can't go to the pantry. You can't watch television. So it ends up being quite a spiritual experience. It's weird as.
Did you forget the cameras were there every now and then?
Yeah, 100%. You know, when you start, I remember when I first fell in love with Jess, who's in there. There's two milestones when you're on the show. Whoever farts the first and whoever has the first fight. And Jess farted first. And I was like, yeah, we are kindred spirits. I love you. But there was 27 cameras who filmed it.
Poor Jess.
Yeah.
Speaking of your family, Grant, it's been a crazy time in the Denyer household. A Scout had her first day at big school, I saw on your Instagram.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know. My kids have never given two hoots about any television show that I've ever been on until now. So, like, I could never get them to watch Family Feud or invest in anything, but weirdly, you know, I went missing from their lives for about 5 weeks when I filmed this, and then watching it back with them was actually pretty a special experience. And they just, you know what's nice? They kind of just look at me differently, and we're closer than we've ever been. And I went in there to show them. I've got this terrible affliction where I'll only ever attempt something if I think I'm going to be amazing at it. I just wanted to show the kids the joy of trying.
Yeah, that's a really good quality to learn, I think. And of course, you are expanding by one pretty soon as well. Congratulations.
Mate, last night was so intense, I thought we were going to have a television baby. My wife's so chock-a-block that every chance in the world that it was going to drop and the waters were going to break on national television.
Oh, imagine. First live national birth.
How television is that? Well, I've spent 20 years in the game, but actually my child was born on television.
Claim to fame. What's next for you? Is there more Family Feud coming? Because I kind of missed that show, Grant.
Oh, bless you. I'm actually going to be the Bachelorette. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm for the first time in my life, you know, I'm going to have a child, and I won't have to go away, you know, for 4 or 5 days a week filming. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, to sort of being around and seeing all the milestones and not missing the milestones of a brand new baby. So it's going to be a pretty special time for us.
Amazing. Well, on behalf of the entire Riverland, we wish you all the best. Congratulations again. And we'll catch up again soon, Grant.
Oh, I love you, mate. Thank you so much.